Welcome to the Christian Wealth Podcast, where people come to learn what the Bible says about money, wealth, and business. Be inspired by some of the greatest Christian thinkers and commentators from around the planet. Enjoy this episode with your host, Alex Cook.
96.3, it's Jay and Sam for breakfast on your Tuesday morning, and we're having a chat with Alex Cook from Wealth with Purpose this morning. A very good morning to you, Alex. Welcome back.
Morning, guys. Great to be back with you.
We're going through a series looking at the financial sins and how they impact our money and what you can do about it. And today we are taking a look at fear, which is a very common thing, of course, not only with financial things but other parts of life too. But when it comes to money, we do get fearful sometimes, especially when those, some people in chairs see those the shares going down further and further. It's something that people really grasp onto, which they shouldn't be doing, should they?
Exactly right. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you open the newspaper and you think, oh man, we live in a very fear-driven world.
Yeah.
And as you say, with money, it's very much that way. I mean, earlier this year when the coronavirus first sort of hit the news, you know, stock markets fell 36%. So the big fear for a lot of people then immediately, and I think we've seen a lot of it in our ministry and business, is that people go, oh, you know, am I going to be able to afford to retire? You know, that's a fear that kind of immediately kicks in when people see their investments falling at such a, you know, at a breathtaking pace. So it's a very real, you know, issue for many people. And look, I think there's a natural fear, like in the sense that, you know, if someone runs at you with a knife, I mean, you're going to panic and you're going to fear and you're going to run the other way. So there's that kind of natural fear. But I think the fear that what the Bible really warns us about is the fear that kind of grips us and takes hold of our life and you become sort of imprisoned to it. And that's the fear that I think as Christians we need to be really mindful of. Because when it comes to money, when you are gripped by fear, you're likely to make poor decisions. And so we need to try and extract that fear from our life and focus on God and his provision and how he will help us through something so that we can, you know, switch off that fear and make good, wise decisions. So, yeah, it's a really big issue for people.
What would you say are the most common financial fears, Alex?
Yeah, look, obviously they vary from person to person. Certainly a very prevalent one at the moment, of course, is job loss. You know, we've got this situation going on around the world where many people have been made redundant. And, of course, there's been these enormous government stimulus plans that have happened, you know, JobKeeper and JobSeeker. And a lot of people are wondering, well, what will happen to my job once these things kind of run out? The other big one is, you know, people struggling to pay their bills. You know, can I make my rent this month? Can I make my mortgage payments? And you can understand these fears. You know, at the moment in Australia, that they say something like 10% of home loans are on payment holiday due to the coronavirus. So people have put their, you know, home loans on deferred, payments. So that kind of thing is pretty natural. And then, interestingly, there's another interesting one that you see amongst people who are quite successful at what they do, and that's a fear around failure to succeed. You know, they're worried they're not going to be successful, and as a result, they work themselves into the ground in order to be successful. So there's some of the kind of fears that can drive people. And obviously, of course, it will have a big effect on the way they manage their money too.
We're talking with Alex Cook from Wealth with Purpose this morning, talking about fear when it comes to different situations, when it comes to the financial parts of our life. And we're going to talk more about this on 96.3. It's Jane Sam for breakfast. 96.3, it's Jane Sam for breakfast, talking with Alex Cook from Wealth with Purpose this morning. We're looking at fear when it comes to financial situations of our life.
Alex, what can fear do to us through our finances?
Yeah, I think the real danger of fear is that it can paralyze you. It can kind of like completely freeze you up, and then you tend to do nothing. So fear can sometimes be, you know, a natural reaction to a particular external event that's happened, but that event requires you to either do something or do nothing. But often when you're gripped by fear, you lose the sense of wisdom, if you like. You know, you kind of lose making good decision making because you're kind of frozen up. And it leads to that kind of avoidance behaviour. And so you tend to put things off into the future because you're living in a prison of fear. And that's what it's like for people. I mean, over the years, you know, I'm sure you have too. You meet people where, you know, fear has got a grip on their life. And the problem is it means you're not truly living. You're not living the way God intended because you're trapped to it. And I think that's a big risk for many people. But, of course, when it comes to finances, that danger, if you like, is that you'll avoid making decisions that you need to make. You'll avoid investing. So, for example, the classic one when it comes to, say, investing is when stock markets fall, people, you know, see the bad news on TV, stock market's fallen, and there's a lot of, you know, often in the newspaper you see red ink of share prices falling and so forth. And what that does to people is it means they often avoid doing something. So the best time to buy shares, guess what, is when shares are down.
Yeah.
The best time to buy them, and that's because that's how you make money. When you think about it logically, you make money by buying good quality things cheap.
That's right.
So you want to buy good shares cheaply. And often, though, that's when there is all the bad news that's out there. But what typically happens, and let's give it a simple example. Let's say someone comes to me with $100,000 and we invest it, and 100% in shares, say, and 3 months later the stock market's down 30%. And so their portfolio is now worth $70,000. And I say to them, look, now's a great time to buy. How much do you think they really want to buy when they've already watched their portfolio fall, you know, 30% or 30 grand in this case?
Nothing. They don't want to buy anything. They're scared.
Exactly. They're scared. They're thinking, oh, am I going to lose another 30 grand? And so what it does is it paralyzes people, and rather than taking advantage of opportunities, because often when stock markets fall, I mean, sometimes, you know, there are genuine reasons, but often it's just the day-to-day fluctuations and movements. The reality is it can be the best possible time for you to buy and to pick up good quality things cheaper. And that's how you make a lot more stronger returns over the long term. So that's the danger of it. It leads to, you know, avoidance mentality, avoiding things that are really great opportunities that present themselves to us.
I'm no expert, but I guess it can't go any further than the floor sometimes when you invest.
I was going to say, it can only go up.
That's right. It's only going to go up eventually.
But that's what you were saying a bit earlier this morning, Alex. To wait 7 years, you've got to be in it for the long haul. So, you know, can't wait a few months or even 12 months and think, oh, I haven't made any money. It's all about the long haul, and that is being patient.
Yeah, the other element, and from a biblical point of view, is to add in this concept of diversification. You know, Ecclesiastes 11 says, invest in seven ventures, yes, in eight, because you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. In other words, don't put all your eggs in one basket. So when the stock markets fall, there may be some companies that do bad and do badly for a very long period of time before they recover, whereas others might recover very quickly. And so part of that process, and part of the process of aligning your finances with God's word, is making sure that not only are you not fearful, but is also making sure that you diversify. And that way, that takes away some of the fear because you know you've spread your risk. You're not relying on any one thing. So all those things can contribute to, you know, good financial decision-making.
We're talking with Alex Cook from Wealth with Purpose on 96.3 this Tuesday morning. And we're talking a look at the fear when it comes to getting into financial situations and how we can overcome that. And without buying a lotto ticket, we're going to look next at how we can overcome being fearful. It's Jane Sam for breakfast. 96.3, it's Jane Sam for breakfast on your Tuesday, and we're chatting with Alex Cook from Wealth with Purpose this morning, looking at fear. And Alex, we're taking a look at how we can best overcome being fearful when it comes to our finances and our work situation.
Yeah, and it's so important that we break out of fear if we find ourselves trapped in it. And God, because God doesn't want that for your life. He wants you to live, you know, in a place of peace and a place of trust. So I guess the question, of course, as you say, is how do we do it? And I think the thing I always try and encourage Christians to do is what makes the Christian faith so unique is the fact that we have a personal God, a personal God that created you to actually be with him, who wants to spend time with you, who actually, you know, he enjoys your company. He actually wants you to hang around with him and talk to him. And so I think the real antidote to fear is knowing God. And I don't just mean knowing about him. because we can all read about him, but it's actually about truly knowing him through that relationship. And of course, we get that through, you know, reading God's word and through prayer and just really spending that time, because I always take the view that you can't trust someone you don't know. Mm. And so the way you overcome that is you just put in the time to really get to know God. But as part of that, it's also about learning God's character. I mean, God, I think if we just spent more time in our churches learning about who God really is, what he's actually like, we would just be so in awe of just how remarkable he truly is. Mm. Now, God, there is no recession in heaven. There's no God has no limit to his resources.
Mm.
And so we, though, as human beings, tend to compartmentalize things and put God in a box and make out our problem to be really big and God to be really small, when the reverse is true. The problem in reality is small and God is really big and he can overcome all these things. And so it's that classic, you know, Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be added to him. So we've got to put him first in our life. Focus on the light, not of, because it's so very easy in our world, and you only have to turn on the TV to see the darkness.
Mm.
Focus on the light. Focus on Christ and what he's done for us. Focus on that, having that eternal perspective. You know, I often wonder, if we got like a glimpse for 30 seconds into what heaven is like and what it actually looks like and what it would be to like to be there, it would just totally change your whole perspective on the world. Yeah. And you'd be so filled with peace, knowing where you're going and what it looks like. And so, to cast out fear, as I say, you've got to spend time with God and have a true relationship with him. You know, we live in this busy society where we're running around like headless chooks and getting distracted very easily, when we could just actually slow down and spend the time with God. And that, just doing that alone and having that time with him, will drive out a lot of the fear and replace it with a peace that transcends all understanding. But as I say, you've got to know God's character as well, and that he has this amazing ability to provide for us, and that he's above and beyond our circumstances.
Right. And the only way we get to know that, as you were saying, is to spend time with him, talk to him. And some people might find it hard to pray, but you can just chat with him like he is your friend.
Mm.
Just chat in the car, chat away, just like he's sitting right next to you in the car seat next to you or at the dinner table even.
Absolutely.
So, we do need to get to know him, and then I do think that we won't be as fearful.
And I guess in a way, surrounding ourselves with other people who are like-minded in that way, and also to encourage us spiritually when it comes to those financial decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also when it comes to the money side of things, one of the ways you can break the fear is, because you mentioned talking to people, is, you know, talking to an advisor, talking to other people who have had some experience, and that way that'll calm you down, because you have people speak into your situation who can offer you great wisdom, rather than trying to go it alone and, you know, find it very hard to break out of that fear prison that, you know, some people get trapped in.
And that's exactly why we have a chat to you, Alex, because you bring some wisdom to our financial services as well. So thank you so much, Alex Cook from Wealth With Purpose. You can find out more details by visiting his website, wealthwithpurpose.com.
Thanks for chatting with us, Alex, and we'll have another chat with you next week.
Excellent. My pleasure.